I'm so ready.
Welcome to All Wine Aside with Brooke eating Doritos.
Oh, gosh, I can keep chewing.
Oh, gross. So saliva-y. This is episode 11. I'm Charlie, and I'm the host.
Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. Hi. We have Brooke.
Hi.
And Sloan. I tried so hard.
Sloan.
I tried so hard.
Maybe if you say Sloan second and then Brooke, it won't come out so
late.
You'll
be like,
Brooke.
Brooke. So we have Sloan here. Hey. And Brooke.
Brooke.
I tried to make it fancy, but it didn't work out.
It's okay.
So how's it going?
Good.
Is anybody else fucked up about the daylight savings time? Because we're drinking now and it's 100% sunshine outside. It's like the sun is out. I officially feel like an alcoholic. I'm not going to lie.
Wow, you don't daytime drink enough.
Summer's coming.
Yeah,
we'll hear that. Yeah.
I was looking for a terrace today.
I felt bad that I didn't even step outside because I saw that it was so pretty.
To. Go walk to the corner after. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, it'll be dark by then.
Yeah.
I'll just go to bed. Anything new? What's up, man?
You know what? I shaved my legs this week.
Spring is near.
Yeah, I started the spring cleaning.
No, Brooke, you make it sound like we only literally shave our legs once.
What, you guys shave your legs during the winter?
Well, that's the thing. That's exactly what I mean. I'm not in a relationship. I'm not really sleeping with anybody right now. And the last guy I slept with, I hadn't shaved my legs in 2 weeks. And I haven't...
Did you sleep with the guy after not shaving for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
After not shaving for 2 weeks.
So you slept with him, you hadn't shaved for 2 weeks?
No. Oh my God.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, but I'm blonde. My hair, you can't see it.
No, but you touch it, no?
No, but after 2 weeks, it's like
2 weeks, they would mistake me for a man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, no, but add 2 months to that, and then, you could mistake me for a month.
Exactly. And he didn't say anything?
Fuck no.
If I was sleeping with you, I'd be like, bitch, shave, fuck?
He was getting all this,
I think it was Cat Williams, the comedian, that spoke about how, men really don't notice those things about us that we think they do. He's like, and
2 weeks, though?
You know what? 2 weeks is a lot less bad than, 4 days.
I completely, yeah.
That's true. It's rough. It gets soft after a while.
It.
And kind of just, it's like a kitten.
I slept with a guy, and I was 2 days. And I felt so terrible.
Me too.
Forget it. Just don't touch me. And
me too. I'm like,
what?
That. Yeah.
Come on, you guys. Need to embrace your body.
I'm Italian, eh?
So, oh, yeah, okay.
You know, I'm not saying I'm hairy or anything, but you don't want to push it.
I say that. I have the fairest skin and, the lightest hair, so. But, so I shaved my leg this weekend.
Yay!
Congratulations.
For the first time in 2.5 months, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was pretty weird. My razor was
If you had fans out there, you'd be like, oh, I love Sloan. I think you just lost them all.
No, because now I'm all silky smooth.
Oh, boy. What about you, Brooke? What'd you do?
Did you shave?
Yeah, I shaved. God. I don't have time to shave. It was March break last week, so I just did a lot of kids thing. I went to go see Frozen on Ice, which was actually a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. They pretty much covered the whole movie, yeah.
Does everybody love the irony of Frozen on Ice?
Can I tell you the amount of jokes they made about that, though? And they're like, it's going to be a cool show, Frozen on Ice.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it anyways. Okay. What about you, Charlie?
Absolutely nothing. Actually, you know what? I went out a lot this weekend.
That's good.
Not with me. Oh, because I couldn't drink.
Well, yeah, because you couldn't drink. I went out to do something. I went to go see a movie Thursday. On Friday, then I went to a bar in Saint-Anne-de-Bellevue.
Is that where you ate all the chicken wings? Did you go to Annie's?
Was Saturday. Mm. We went to Boston Pizza.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's it.
There was unlimited chicken wings for $16.
I love chicken
wings. Per person?
Per person, yeah. But I couldn't eat it because it was too spicy for me.
I was just about to say, did you know I did a spicy chicken wing eating contest once? I had to eat 12 of these wings that were the spiciest pepper in the world or whatever. And I did it.
What? You're
crazy. Did. It was so hot that I actually felt it go through my digestive tract.
Yuck.
It was so spicy. I was sweating. But I won. I got a t-shirt, my name up on the wall.
Really?
Yeah. It's one of the few females that did it.
Oh my God. Well, look at her, eh?
Right?
Jeez. Woo!
Hey, talking about wine?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about wine. Hey, wait. How do you know? We completely cut me.
Oh, right, you did something.
Yeah, I went out. And so we went to a bar on Friday, then watched the game on Saturday and ate chicken wings, although I didn't because they're too spicy for me.
So you just licked the plate.
You know what? I ate it because I'm such a wimp for listeners out there. I'm a wimp when it comes to spice. I have minus 10 or 100 even tolerance in spice. So I ate one chicken wing and I'm like, guys, is this spicy? He's like, no, they're bare. There's just a chicken wing and then the sauces are all on the side. So I eat one and I'm like, oh, no, no, it's too spicy. And they're like, what the hell? This is impossible. I'm like, I'm just going to order a fry. So I ordered a fry and my mouth got so messed up by this like piece of chicken wings that I couldn't eat my fries because I was convinced that the fries were spicy.
Oh, my gosh.
So I went to, so I called the waiter and I'm like, Mr. Sir.
Mr. Sir, just a second, come here.
And he's like, yes. I'm like, am I crazy or is this spicy? And he's like, French fries? And I'm like, it's spicy. I taste it. Like, what? Is there pepper or something? He's like, do you see pepper? And I'm like, no. So I couldn't eat the fries either because I was like, my mouth was messed up. Anyways, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
We also need to build your tolerance to spice.
Yeah. I try. It's not my fault. My mom has never cooked with any sorts of spice ever. So I taste everything.
Start with Indian.
Yeah. Are you crazy?
Because it's a different type of spicy, right? It's more like a
birthday. Not hot.
No, man. I went to a birthday party, and you know, the only thing on an Indian menu that's not spicy is the butter chicken.
Right.
The spiciest thing I've ever eaten in my life.
I was going to say, butter chicken can have a bit of spice, and tandoori chicken isn't spicy. It looks spicy because it's bright red. It's actually not spicy because that's what I get for KG whenever we order Indian, is tandoori chicken.
Well, that's what the waitress told me. Anyways, I spent $56 at the Indian restaurant to eat bread. That's what I did.
Yeah, but it's not the non-bread.
So good.
$56 worth? Frig. Yeah. Most expensive bread ever.
Hey, did we do our intro or something?
Well, we knocked. I'll just put it in there.
We'll edit it in there.
Yeah, so how about you tell us what we're drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the Doritos.
We're drinking chips.
And careful, my dog, eh?
Oh, it's true. Oh, it came running as soon as I put it down, too.
Not for you. He was like, oh my god, I thought I just won the lottery.
So first, the one we're drinking right now is Rufino Orvieto Classico.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Brooke, you're going to put that in the show notes? Because I don't know what she said.
Yeah, do you know how hard it is for me to find the wines after she says
that? I take pictures.
No, I took a picture. They're all in our Twitter feed. I take pictures every week.
I have no idea. And some wines just don't exist in SAQ because that's how fancy they are.
Oh, and by the way, talking about wine and...
Yes. On cerebral satire?
Yeah. He's like, oh, oui, Chateau du Pape, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Chateau Neuf du Pape. They're like...
Because he told us to drink a specific wine on his
show.
Yeah,
and I went on SAQ and I look, and there's about 10 pages worth of that Chateau Neuf du Pape.
So we're going to have...
And they're all way above $100. So I don't know what kind of budget he's drinking on, but like... Oh, my God.
He needs to send us
the
bottle
of that. Give me like something else than the house. I need to know like the exact wine. Hear that?
Okay. Hey, that'd be interesting to know, though, because who knows? Maybe where he's from.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's like $5, and for us, it's $100. I am officially moving if that happens. Oh, my God. I'm just...
That's all it takes for you to move?
But wine's
me moving isn't enough.
No.
Wine, on the other hand. Yeah. Very cheap in Europe.
And the other one that we are going to drink in a short little while, because this first bottle is almost empty, is Obsession.
Obsession.
Obsession. Symphony California wine. So, there you go.
Cool. Well, what did I want to talk about today? How about...
Can we talk about our pet peeves? Because I kind of have something exciting.
You have something exciting?
Well, not exciting, but like I have something that's connecting to something that's...
You know that I suggested this to you guys and I didn't even think about it? Okay, so let's talk about pet peeves.
Okay.
Because pet peeves, everybody knows what a pet peeve is. Something that just pisses you off and grinds your gears.
Grinds your gears.
And you just can't take it.
I hate that word, grinds your gears.
I love that. Peter Griffin uses it. Yeah.
I know. I think that's why I can't stand it anymore. It's like you know the bird song?
Can't bird is the word. I watched that episode probably about 20 times.
Yeah, that's it. I cannot tolerate this song anymore.
My 100% pet peeve, and I don't understand how people are like this, is when people give you a handshake, and it's like you're shaking the hand of a dead fish. Like,
we've spoken about this. Yeah.
I can't.
I lose it. I lose it. And you know what?
There's a
lot of people that can't shake hands properly. You have like the over enthusiast that's like, fucking, hey, I'm not Hercules here. Like, calm down, you know? And then you have the ones that are like, So, oh my God, are you dying? Like, yeah,
I want to take it and like kiss them on the hand when they do that. Because I'm like, should I? I don't know what you want me to do with this.
But don't people understand that a handshake pretty much tells the person who you are? Like, that represents you. Like, you need to fucking get that shit down, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, practice and with your friends. Like,
practice with your friends.
Let's just practice handshaking.
The worst one was probably when Brooke and I went bowling and we met Tom's friend.
It was actually at KG's birthday. We had this conversation. We were both like, did you feel that handshake?
Okay. But yeah. But it was that guy. No, yeah. Because I shook his hand.
He was also at... Yeah. Okay.
I also shook his hand there.
Okay.
Because see, this pisses me off because apparently I speak about it every time this happens. He shook my hand and this big black guy...
Like, you think he's going to have, like, a firm,
like, nice to meet you. And he shakes my hand, and it's like, nice to meet you. And I was like, what the hell, dude? Like, what's with your hand? It's so limp. It's so limp. What's happening?
Limp is not a word a guy wants to hear, either.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Learn to handshake, fuck. You deserve it. I couldn't believe it. Anyways, that's one of my crazy... So I have a good handshake. Like, I'm good at it.
I think. Me too, I think.
You have to... That's
you just
important.
Like, go for it. It's you important. Know, like,
I bet you guys handshake well together.
Oh, let's try this.
Let's watch this.
I'm nervous.
Like, hold on. And you guys have to rate each other's handshakes, okay? You guys have to rate each other's handshakes. One to three.
I'm going
to
mess up now.
Okay.
Oh, no. See, you didn't grab Crumper correctly.
There you go.
Let's go. That was a good one.
Perfect. Okay. That is perfect.
We slammed into each other's hand at first. I got nervous, but we got it.
My heart is racing.
Yeah.
You guys had a moment there. Jesus.
So now, Sloan, like, don't ask us to kiss. No. We're like pee our pants. Next time we see each other, Sloan, we'll just shake hands very normally, okay?
Okay.
Just so that we can really rate it.
It will never be normal. You and me never shake.
Let's bring back the handshake instead of the kiss-kiss, because that actually goes hand in hand with one of my pet peeves.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I love the kiss-kiss?
No, it's the bubble space.
What the hell?
You guys don't have a bubble?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Oh, the bubble space. Yeah, okay.
And like two. Wait, just
because you're like, let's bring back, let's, what'd you say?
the kiss does make me uncomfortable, but
do you guys
I do
like
it.
The bubble? I'm like, what? What are you saying?
Well, because it goes hand. You have to enter someone's bubble to kiss them. Handshake is fine. And putting someone's hand into your bubble's fine. But like putting your whole head in there, some intimate shit.
That's
how you say, like, putting your whole head in the bubble.
I picture the bubble and I picture the.
She's really big though on the bubble because she actually tells her daughter to get out of her bubble.
All the time, like, get out of my bubble, get out of other people's bubbles. Like, we have personal space you have to respect. Like, that's one of my big... I actually have two pet peeves. That's the first one.
So, basically, explain the bubble fast so people...
The bubble
know.
Is just... I mean,
your
personal space. I think everyone's bubble is a different size. Mine's really big. And
just stay away.
Yeah, and that's
are
the perimeter
we in your bubble right
at
now?
All. You guys actually never make me feel uncomfortable in my bubble. Okay. It's not everyone.
Nice
like,
to know.
I'm saying my daughter, when I say to my daughter, it's really just to teach her to stay out of other people's bubbles, because obviously I don't care if she's in my bubble.
Yeah.
But like, even because I work with the public, it happens often. People are like, you know, close talkers, and you take a couple steps back and they follow you, and you're like, no. And or if you're in line at the grocery store and you feel the person behind you.
Oh yeah.
And you're like,
that's worse.
Really? Back up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's if I go forward, I'm in that person's bubble, and then there's just bubbles everywhere.
Yeah.
So bubbles are a big thing for me. Yeah. Just respect.
What if their cart, the shopping cart, is in your bubble?
It's less. I don't feel, I guess, the heat and energy from it.
That really bothers me.
It bothers anything. I don't want my bubble disturbed.
Yeah.
But if it has to be either a cart or a person, I'll go for the cart.
I was standing in line at Target a couple weeks ago, and I was standing with my cart.
Taking advantage of the deals, were you?
I know, because we're losing Target. It's so sad.
Anyway.
And the guy's cart was on my bum. And I'm like, don't you see
don't
the
you
fact
feel
that you're...
That?
No, but it's like, you're squishing me between the two carts.
But he can't
on.
Feel he's touching something with his cart?
I don't know. I don't understand people.
I don't either.
Go.
I have a second pet peeve.
Yeah, I know. We'll go back to you.
Okay. Because that one's really important.
We're taking a
calm
break.
Down. Calm down.
Calm down, Charlie. No, wait.
Brooke.
Okay,
I'm Brooke.
My pet peeve, it's not as major. Like, yours is very annoying. Like, I completely agree with that. It's like, And yours, I could see how that would be annoying. Although I'm not, like, I'm much more of a, like, I'll lean in and I'll kiss. I'm not a hugger, though. Like, and I don't cuddle. Like, I'm, ugh. But something that really annoys me is when you're on the phone with someone.
Yeah. And they're talking to somebody else?
No.
Oh, because that bugs the hell out of me.
No. When you're on the phone with someone and you're about to hang up and then you both say bye at the same time. You know, like the blah, blah, like the end blah, blah of a phone. And you're like on the phone, you're like, ha, 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 okay, And then you're like, oh, like, you know, oh, we'll talk to you later. And you keep on talking in the same time, saying the same things.
That you doesn't know? Really happen to me that often.
No. You know, it's like, okay, we're talking on the phone. And I say, okay. Hey, Charlie. And you'll
How's it going?
Da, 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 da. And then when it comes time to like, so yeah, you know, well, yeah, well, you know.
Okay, bye.
And then you're like, no, keep in touch. Like,
oh, keep in touch.
Keep in touch. Oh, okay. bye. You know?
That hardly ever happens
to me. That's never happened
to me. The only person that happens with is my grandmother. We always say I love you at the same time for some reason. But other than that, that's not a problem in my life.
Man, that happens to me all the time. Really? And it's like I'm like trying to synchronize the end of my conversation. And then they're like, yeah, talking the same time as me. The same word, same time as me. And then it's just like,
is this stressful for you because you don't know when to hang up?
Yes!
Okay. So just hang up on them. Who cares?
But it's like the same thing.
Brooke is dying.
Oh, I love this.
The thing is when you're on the sidewalk, you know, and two people are walking towards each other, and then you both move to the left, and then you both move to the right, and then you have that awkward, like,
that tango you do for a second.
It's like, just stay to one side!
That's true, though. That happens to me a lot, where you're just like,
my rule.
It's that kind of same feeling for me for this, but like on the phone. We're like, okay, clock. I'm just gonna hang it. Can't stand that.
So funny. That hardly ever happens. The sidewalk all the time. But the phone, no.
So what? You hang up? Do you like smash something in your house or something?
Like, no, I'm work? Just like, ugh. You know that like shivers, like, oh, that was not a nice flowy end of conversation. When you know you cool awkward. And you got your swag and you're like, yeah, I rocked this phone call. You know?
You like replay it in your head a few times.
Like, how does God. This happen?
Well, I never thought of that.
I love that.
Actually, when on the sidewalk, when I halfway bump into somebody, I just like laugh and move up.
Oh, I always do the tango.
Yeah, always. When the guy's cute, it's even better because you just laugh and then look back and
I really hope
flip your hair and leave.
I really hope one day I could just like
bend into a pole. That's what I would do.
Oh my God. That's happened to one of my models at work where it was her first day. She was there on a trial.
Oh
so
no.
So basically just like a one shot of her face so that we can show the head office. And she tried to do the whole like cool, I'm a model type thing. And she's like, okay, goodbye now. And she turns around, bam, straight in a fucking pole. I'm the only one that saw it. And she looked back at me and I was like, you're cool, man.
Don't worry.
And she walked away. Wow, she was so embarrassed. Anyways, that was hilarious. Anyway.
But I wish that one day, like, I'm on the sidewalk with someone and we do that, like, tango sidewalk. Sidewalk tango. And then you're just like, hey, you're cute. Let's make out, you know? Like,
I thought you were going to say you guys break out into a real tango.
No, I go straight to the...
You go straight into the make-out, make-love session.
Do the dancing.
Although, we could also break out into a real tango. I dare all of you.
Oh my God, I would so
next
do it.
Next time we find ourselves on the sidewalk
like,
tango.
Hey, want a tango?
Hey, let's just look. We're halfway there. Grab my hand, put your arm around my back.
Can we all three of us just go walk downtown? Two of us will stand on one side of the street. The other one will stand on one. And we'll just watch each other do that.
We'll videotape it.
Oh my God, that'd be so fucking funny.
Just break out and tango. I'm sure a lot of people would be into that. They'll think it's so funny.
First, we need to learn how to tango.
Oh, pretty come on. The chances that you actually run into somebody that actually knows how to do the tango.
Wouldn't it be awesome if they did, though? Like, they actually started tangoing.
We'll just stay away from, like, the Portuguese area. There's a lot of Spanish there. I'm sure they tango.
I'm sure.
Keep it
little
downtown,
Italy, all that, yeah.
And you know, spring is the great time to do it because everybody's like so fucking
it's
happy.
True.
You know?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's a good time of year.
End of summer,
for
people are like, back to school.
Back to school. Because we go back to school. No.
Well, it's the back to school season.
See, so, yeah, as a mother, come back to school, you're like, oh.
Yeah. That commercial is the best one.
It's
Staples?
The most the one. Because it is.
I love that commercial.
You are so fed up by the end of August.
They're going
am I
doing
so
back?
Fast.
I know, I'm good. Really,
oh, yeah, I'm slow, sorry.
No. So what's your other pet peeve, Brooke?
Okay, so my other pet peeve... No, I'm good, don't worry. Thanks. My other pet peeve is when Charlie, 2 days before a podcast... tells us to get two amazing facts.
Oh, yeah.
And then at midnight, the day of the podcast, decides, no, forget it. We're going to do pet peeves instead of amazing facts. But then that screws up my whole plan to use my amazing fact to tell you guys that Brooke is pregnant. Which is why I've been drinking my wine. So someone's going to have to take over this.
Oh, my God. So it's a bottle each?
Oh, my come God. Here.
I actually haven't told any. My parents don't know yet.
Oh, but you're I had special. To so that's
is
why
your boyfriend
you're...
So I haven't been dry. Of course. I took.
So when did you know?
We didn't
found out last night for sure. I just tested because it was our first month trying. So I was like, let's see if it happened. And Tom and his super sperm.
It's funny how we didn't even notice she wasn't even drinking her wine.
I thought you guys. That's why I wanted to get to the pet peeves. Because they're going to notice
like,
eventually.
How are we like down and she's like not even.
Yeah, I was like, why is she so slow? Well, there you go.
There you go. So I'm not drinking.
Yay! Bravo! We officially lost Brooke!
You know how to have sex.
Or I don't, depending who you ask. Some people try their hardest to avoid that.
Okay, let's make a bet. We have 9 months. It's a boy. No, it's a girl. I think it's another girl. I'm sorry. I know you want a boy.
Okay, well, I'll go for a boy.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's a boy.
If, like, we're making a bet...
Might as well.
You choose girl, I don't... I'm
you have to. That's true, boy. You have no choice. I think it's a girl. But because your cousin has three boys.
In my immediate family and Tom's immediate family, it's always been girl first, then a boy. He has an older sister, I have a younger brother.
Okay, so I want to change my bet.
Too late now, baby.
By 5 months, for sure, they can find out. Even before, sometimes, like, ooh, maybe. You guys can get sure.
It's like a bottle each, like, for real.
Whoa, shit, yo.
Yeah. We did it when you had your UTI, so.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. We were like, one bottle only. Yeah. That didn't happen.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so was that all for the pet peeves, ladies?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot more, but we don't have enough time for that.
What is your other pet peeve? The one that you had to
That's what it was.
That Charlie took away our topic, and my topic was to tell you, because I wanted the amazing facts, was one of my amazing facts was Brooke was pregnant. And then she was like, no, let's do pet peeves. I was like, now how am I going to bring it up?
I apologize for...
Whatever, I still fit it in there. See, yeah, my pet peeve was you.
That's true. Right, I feel so special. Remember Brooke? That's not your name.
It's me.
Remember Sloan when we went to the bar with Patty and Asian?
With Patty and Asia?
So we went to the bar and there was this waiter that was pretty much serving us every... 5.5 minutes.
Yeah,
like he was sweet, really though. Into us. Yeah, no, he was really sweet. And he told us, he went and came up to us, he's like, oh, don't worry, guys, because it's spring break.
Oh, he thought you guys were students.
And we were like, wow, is it?
Yeah, we didn't know. We're in our 30s.
We had, like, no clue that it was spring break. And yeah, he thought we were like in our 20s or something, or
pretty
early
awesome.
20s.
I guess so.
And this brought on to a conversation that a little later about what moves did you have when you were trying to pick up guys in bar?
Okay? I have no move.
So, yeah.
You guys didn't have any moves when you were trying to pick up guys?
I just smile and try to look sweet and fun, you know?
I have
that's
no...
still a move. That's not a move. It's like, and I don't go to a guy, I'm like...
So you guys would just be in a bar, sit down in a bar, and just wait for the guy to make a move?
No.
That's very unproductive.
Talk to them, but I don't have, like... a move. Like, I don't have a line. I don't have, like, I just, like...
Well, go talk to them is a move. Something that you do to get the guy's attention.
Okay.
It could be anything.
Yeah, but it's not one thing. Like,
I'm sure you had a pattern at one point.
Okay, so
she might have thought of one.
If this guy comes to talk to you, though, is there something you do, like, throw your head back and giggle or something stupid? I don't know.
Absolutely not. No.
It's like when people say, you know, like, touching the arm or flipping your hair.
Like, is there something
you do? There is a pattern. There's always a pattern.
I smile and I don't act like a bitch. Like, I don't...
That's a pretty good move. I don't know.
Okay, Sloan's move. Don't be a bitch.
Well, unless the guy is like a fucking retard, then yeah, you can just say...
Well, personally, I think that this would be interesting for our guy listeners to know. Like, what do we do in bars? Because sometimes guys aren't interested or they don't look interested. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like waiting around for the possibility of maybe a guy coming to see me.
I'll take charge and go.
Yeah. Right.
I'll just do it. So what are types of moves that girls would do to get a guy's attention? In case it happened to one of our listeners and they just didn't see it because they're dumb that way.
Well, yeah, they are. But I mean, for me, if a girl talks to you, she's interested. If she wouldn't talk to you, she's just like...
Well, that's not true because I talk to a lot of guys that I'm not interested in.
No, but it's nice to have like a conversation with a guy.
Just tease.
But look.
Yeah, you kind of are, though.
I can't just talk. What?
I don't think you're purposely. It's just because you...
I'm nice.
I think you think situations are more casual than they are when you're in them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. Yeah. But I mean, if the guy is like dirt ugly and like he smells and he like, you know, sits caca on can.
Caca on can? Caca in a can? What the hell?
Sorry.
Well, then what, Sloan?
You would never talk to that guy.
But what if you start talking to them? Then of what? Automatically think that you're interested?
Guys tend to have that habit.
No. But if he's like shit in a can, you're not gonna...
But maybe he doesn't know that he's shit in a can.
Yeah, because no girls will talk to him.
But that's not fair. Why can't the girl just approach a guy casually and platonically in a bar?
Oh, you can. But I mean, pour moi, for me, it's like, if the guy's interesting, I'm going to talk to him. If not, probably not. Well, it's different here than like other countries, obviously. But if you go to a bar by yourself, which you have yet to do.
I'm not going to do that ever.
It should be on your to-do list.
No, absolutely not.
It's such a fun thing. I love it. Yeah, I talk casually to a lot of people, like anybody who's around me. I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a friend, you know? But otherwise, no. Like, if I go to a bar and I talk to someone, it's because they're either, like, somewhat interesting or very interesting.
Interesting or interesting, like, as in hot?
No, not as in hot.
Because
but
you don't know, right?
I haven't only slept with really hot guys. I've slept with shit-looking guys that were pretty interesting.
But how do you know he's interesting if you've never spoken to him before? You have to do that move first.
I don't know. I guess it's a feeling? A vibe? I don't know. I don't think we have moves. Girls don't have moves.
They definitely don't have as many as men.
You have one.
I have one. Oh. And it worked every freaking time.
Tell me.
But can I just say first... Listeners, can you tell me, if a girl comes to talk to you in a bar, do you automatically think that she wants to sleep with you? I would like to know. Because if I ever came up to you in a bar, does not mean that I want to sleep with you. I just literally want to talk to you. And I happen to be in a good mood that day, which doesn't happen very often either.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, raising points for Charlie. My move, here you go. Yeah. I would casually walk behind him. To go, let's say, to the bathroom or whatever was on the opposite side. Could it be a bar or the door? I don't care. I didn't care. I would pass in the back of him and move him out of the way as if he was in my way. But grab him. Not grab him like... No. Sexily. Put my hand on his hip.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, there is. Trust me, it worked every time. On his hip and move him out of the way and just look at him. Smile a little bit and leave. And every time he would come and talk to me afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good move.
I know. I'm going to start using them.
I know.
I'm going to be like, bar will be empty, but there's going to be one guy. I'm going to go behind him and be like, oh, sorry.
Excuse me. You're in my way.
I'm telling you, it worked every time.
Fucking 3 meters of space, but
I went to like 5 or 6 years doing that move without anybody noticing, except obviously the guy I was targeting because it's so freaking subtle, but it works.
It's very subtle.
Except. The last year that I did it, our friend Samantha noticed it.
Oh, did she?
She saw me do it, and she noticed it, and she when I on the way back, she was like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I saw that, bitch. So, yeah, she noticed. But, yeah, that was my move.
I have no move, no. But I'm going to use your move.
Yeah, it works.
And you're going to use your move, too, this summer.
Yay. This summer I am. Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to lose weight first, but yeah.
I know. I'm on that, too. Oh, my God. Fuck. But, it's natural.
Brooke, you're about to gain weight, bitch.
I'm
going to
get so fat.
How about I give you my pounds, like, right away?
I'll take them.
I can give you all my clothes, and I'll try to potentially fit in yours.
I'm not going to fit in your clothes. Because you look exactly like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, she will.
No. First of all, I'm wearing your jeans right now.
I know, but you have my jeans because I don't fit in them anymore. Just FYI.
Just like, by the way, we're sounding like two really fat cows right now.
I know, we're not that fat, guys.
You guys so aren't like this either to be talking like that.
Oh, but it's a cycle. It's a cycle. Like, agreed. You get skinny with the spring and summer. Like, naturally, it just happens that way. And then we're winter weight.
We're winter weight, yes.
Winter weight.
That's a very
version of ourselves.
Very good way to put it.
Yeah,
we're winter weight. Isolation. Okay.
There you go.
So, yeah. Yeah, so you guys don't have moves. I'm very disappointed. I'm not gonna lie.
Sorry. I don't need moves.
You don't need moves for a different reason than I don't need moves. I've been in a relationship for the past 14 years.
Yeah, but 14 years. Yeah, but on and off.
But in between, I kind of... That's true. That does add a little bit of single stuff.
No, yeah, you were a little slutty there in between. Oh, you were. That's okay. Good slutty. Good way. I was slutty too at one point.
It wasn't like I didn't want a boyfriend in those times.
Is this your glass?
So I wasn't going after
guys. They're both mine, bitch. They're both mine now.
She took over my glass. I didn't want a boyfriend in those times, so I didn't really go after guys. You know what I mean? They were like in between boyfriend times. So I wasn't like on the hunt.
But like makeout sessions?
I can't say I like came on to anyone. I can't, like, I don't know. I just, to be honest, I was probably so drunk, I don't remember.
We need to have your mom on the show.
Oh my God. I can't be on the show if she's on the show.
My God, if my mom drank and got drunk, I would totally have her on the show. 100%.
Oh man, my mom would be the best. She just doesn't really speak English. But she is the best drunk.
You know,
we should have our three moms on here. For Mother's Day.
How? My mom's gonna be like, a beepity babbity boo.
That will be hilarious.
My mom's gonna be,
My mom speaks French. Your mom kind of speaks French. We have a French version of
French version. The blue dress and the white dress. Gosh. There you go.
Can I just say, as a colorist, that's exactly why I hate my job. Because everyone sees colors differently.
Yeah.
Well, I try to talk somebody out of the color they're seeing.
Yeah, but especially for your job, which is like there's blonde, dirty blonde, slightly blonde, not really blonde.
It's by tints of tones. Exactly. It's by like half shades of tones. And if people can get confused between white and gold and blue and black, fuck my life.
Yeah, seriously. I think that went viral for the simple fact that it's the first time that it happened. So, that it was so different.
Such a contrast.
Usually it's like, lighting. It's green. No, it's blue. Well, it's kind of the same. Right. You know, yeah. Like, but or it's purple white and blue. Yeah.
Right. But the lighting was just so awesome. In that picture.
Anyways, well, let's not talk about that because I got mad at a lot of people for that.
Yeah.
I was like, no!
I was so irritated that day. Yeah, you got mad at me. On my feed, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
I was right.
You said blue and black?
Of course.
I saw white. I actually saw baby blue and gold. But when I saw I had to choose between one or the other, I was like, okay, I guess it's white and gold.
Everybody I know saw white and gold. I'm the only one that saw black and blue.
I noticed that most men saw black and blue and most women saw white and gold. And
Jesus Christ. What does that say about me?
But it's also proven that
something
men
we all knew.
I guess. I have no heart and I'm a man.
And you're a man. You're secretly a man.
You guys watch Broad City?
I've never even heard of that. Broad City?
Broad City. Mm-hmm. Funniest fucking show.
Is it really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix? Fun. I don't even have Netflix. So why do I keep saying that?
It's just something you ask when there's a series that was on Netflix. I'll watch the whole series in a day.
It's on the internet somewhere.
You don't understand. I keep saying that. Is it on Netflix? But I don't have Netflix. It's like, I always screw myself. Anyways, okay, go ahead.
Did you say it's on the internet somewhere?
Oh, for sure.
Everything's on the internet somewhere.
But that's why I said it's on the internet somewhere. It's funny. And there's like one of a show where one of the roommates is like, I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me.
In front of everybody with the mic. And then she pushes him in front of the mic. And he's like, I have something very important to tell you.
And then he shits his pants. Blah, blah, blah. Is going to turn into a man. And it was like the girl. And she was like, what the fuck?
What?
So she takes the mic and she's like, yes, I'm making the big move. It's fucking hilarious.
What's this thing called? Broad?
Broad City.
Broad City.
Let's put it on the show notes too, because I'm going to want to watch that too.
Okay.
Let's
see. Good.
Yeah, it's funny. It's pretty crazy. It's very vulgar. It's really fun. I have
to watch it. Well, Broad City.
Given the show, it could be vulgar. We're all good with that.
Yeah. Okay, no, wait. I have a fun fact. Please, I had a
good question for you guys.
No, but wait. Let me just say my fun fact because it's going to be quick.
If she's saying her fun fact, I'm saying my fun fact. It's really quick also.
We also know what your fun fact is. You're pregnant.
I have another fun fact.
Did you say very quickle?
Maybe. It's possible.
Because it's that is
quickle. You're not drunk.
That is the cutest word.
I don't
word.
Need to be drunk.
That is the cutest word. Very quickle. Quickle. Very quickle.
It'll be quickle.
Very quickle. Let's do it. Very quickle though. Only if it's very quickle. I love that. I really hope that I don't forget this tomorrow. It's very quickle.
We're recording this. It's okay.
It's on the record.
I'm writing this down.
It's on the record.
We're recording it.
Quickle.
How'd you spell it?
Quickle.
Yeah, that looks like it.
That's exactly how she saw it. Okay.
Oh, you're sure okay. Your iPhone. I thought you already found the word quickle.
Me too. It's a word?
Fuck.
I'm going to see if it's a word.
Okay, what's your fun fact, my dear?
When Canada's Northwest Territories considered...
I'm already bored.
No, wait, you're going to love this. Considered renaming itself in the 1990s, one name that gained support was Bob.
What? Bob? As in, like, short for Robert?
So you have, like, Quebec, you have Ontario, and then you have Bob.
Oh, Charlie's gonna spit out her wine. Not on the Mac.
Oh my god. I think Bob? I spit out my nose.
Did you guys also know that...
So, it was... Wait, Bob?
Yeah, yeah. Bob was had like, a really lot of legit... Bob.
He had to be drunk. Come
B-O-B.
On. B-O-B? Is it B-O-B? Or is it, like, B dot... O dot
no.
B dot
there would
Bob.
Not be any dots. It's the name of a province. It's not a fucking acronym.
But maybe it was like British blah 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 blah. I don't know. British Ontario's Bopticles. I don't know.
Bopticles?
I don't know. I try to think fast. It failed. So okay. Bob. It's so Ontario, Bob. Quebec, and Bob. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly, if the name was Bob, I'd probably go.
Just because it was named Bob.
I went to Bob.
You went to Bob.
Mr. Loblaw. You know Loblaws? Apparently his first name's Bob.
Say Bob Loblaw? Bob Loblaws.
It's not true. I have no idea if that's true. It's just funny. It makes people say Bob Loblaw. Okay. Wasn't that funny?
Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the first time I heard that was like 5 years ago. I say all the time, like I was blah, a child. Blah, blah.
I just realized how often, like, we're going to laugh our ass out. And you'll she's be like,
I'm like, you guys are idiots.
Now you could tell us. You could, like, text us later and be like, by the way, guys, you were too extreme. Be like, what do you mean?
There's no such thing as too extreme. I'm just going to get jealous. I wasn't as extreme.
That's true.
It's okay.
9 months. Like my period.
It'll be good.
Exactly.
Do you breastfeed?
I breastfeed, but I drink beer when I breastfeed because yeast actually helps your breast milk come in. I don't obviously get drunk.
Hallelujah.
And it probably helps the baby sleep, I would imagine.
There you go. No. I'm saying I drink beer. I will
you
have an occasional
beer. You were so serious when you said that.
My grandmother used to put alcohol in my father's bottle all the time. She used to all the time. She was like, and the more I put, the more he wanted.
But I've heard also, like, this whole grandma trick is that you put, like,
the pacifier in whiskey.
In whiskey or bourbon or something, and you stick it in their mouth and the baby sleeps.
And
like
also helps
angels.
Numb their gums.
Because they're drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not drunk.
No, it is,
it
though.
It gives them a little...
No, they're drunk. Yeah, so they're drunk. They're buzzed.
Wait, that can't be okay.
Well, your great-grandmother probably did that to your grandmother, except for you it's probably wine, but, you know.
Because you're Italian.
So racist.
So racist. Sorry. I'm only racist with people I love.
Okay, I accept.
Okay, just quickly my fun fact, and then I have something on Quickle. But fun fact... Quickly. Oh, that doesn't sound good at all, because quickly is an actual word.
Stop it. Okay. Yeah,
Did you know? Quickle. You probably know this. I think this came from the list where you got your fun facts from last time, but I thought it was really interesting.
Oh my god! I
didn't even consider it.
Did you know that if you count from one, no, if you count forever, anyways, if you count, I don't remember this fun fact.
Read it on your phone. You didn't write it down.
I don't know where it is. Pretty much, if.
And she's sober, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
she's sober.
God.
When you count in English and you spell out each number, you won't ever use a letter A until you hit 1,000. And A is a freaking common letter.
You know what?
That's pretty impressive.
I read that too, and that's pretty, pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. So you know what? You spell out each number from 1 to
1,999.
You will
999.
You will never use
from one to hold on. What's that number?
9999.
You will never have to use the letter A.
It's not for sure.
Well, that's a cool shirt. You will never have to, for immediate relief. That's funny.
Yeah, and it's
asthma, cough.
Yeah,
bronchitis.
I got it because of asthma, and I was like, yeah, cigar is for asthma for sure.
That's funny. You will never have to use the letter A until 1,000, which is
it's impressive.
Cool. It is cool.
That makes sense. I didn't know that. And even in the shower today, I was like,
one, two, three,
four, and then I tried doing it in French, and if it wasn't for the number quatre, I think it would go also. Like, 4, 14, 40, it would do the same thing in French.
Well, there you go. We had a little French lesson for people. 1, 2, 3, 4.
There you go. And this is completely off topic, but not really, because we spoke about 5 minutes ago. According to Urban Dictionary, quickle is a word. It's a quick tickle. I know. It's a quickle.
That is amazing.
It's a quick tickle.
But we're using it in a different way, but it's still cool.
Yeah.
I would love a quick tickle.
You want a quickle? What's a quick tickle, though? Like, someone quickled me.
How quick? Is it one finger? Is it 1 second? How quick is this?
Is it like one poke?
I don't think it elaborates.
That's a quickle. Can I do another fun fact? Do we have time? Because I'm not going to a hockey game right now, so. Did you know some cats were allergic to humans?
No.
Really?
You're lying, for real? That's so funny.
That's why they're such assholes. They're like making us live with them.
Okay, what do you do if they're allergic to you? How do you know, first of all? Does he sneeze? Wait, my dog keeps sneezing. Does that mean he's allergic?
No, that just means he sneezes.
Okay. Making sure.
Also, did you know that I'm like outraged by this? And it's good that we were talking about her winter weight before. But in the mid-1960s, Slumber Party Barbie came with a book called How to Lose Weight.
Oh, one my God,
I saw that.
One of the tips was don't eat.
Wow, I never thought of that. Can you imagine?
Like, I tried. I failed. I died.
Died.
But can you imagine that the back in those days, that's what it was? Yeah. Like, it was that
It was
mentality.
That black and white.
Mentality.
Yeah,
like, black and white. Like, you want to lose weight? Don't eat.
Yeah, I know. But we have a friend that actually said that, though. She's like, when I want to lose weight, I just don't eat.
That's healthy.
Really?
You do know that your body stores fat when you do this, right?
It's true, though. Because if you stop eating, your body just goes into survival mode and just
stores
keeps
fat.
The weight
it's
on.
Worse. It's worse. Yeah. It slows down your metabolism and everything. Is that what you just said?
That your body stores fat.
So let's go
Why
to our drinking station.
Oh, can we just shout out to Old School who did that?
Because they don't know. Inside that's been used yet.
Yeah, the listeners don't know yet.
Hasn't came out
so,
yet.
Old School did a little montage of our beatbox.
Which people criticized a lot more than they had to. Can I just say that?
Actually, people didn't criticize enough. They didn't say anything.
No, seriously.
It's true. No, but people did say something. It was like, worst ever. It was awesome.
Just your beatbox, though. They didn't say anything
My beatbox was amazing.
They didn't say anything about bitches. No, let's not do this again, Sloan. Let's just
no,
not.
But my uh-huh is like, uh-huh.
No, it's like, amazing.
Oh, that was the best.
So yeah, he did a little
I know,
montage.
We didn't get much feedback on that, though.
I swear to you guys, I listened to the end of the last podcast, that last 5 minutes, probably 25 times.
Yeah, I know. The first time I was crying. Yeah,
I was
crying.
I was like, I could not deal. I just couldn't deal. I was laughing so hard. And it's like a good pick-me-up on a sad Monday.
Yeah. On a sad Monday? Aw, that's sad.
Because Mondays are always sad.
Not for me.
Me neither.
Because you have off?
Because I'm
off
work.
On Mondays, yeah.
Oh, I work on Mondays. Okay. But I love my job. So
Sloan, let's go to the drunken station. Did you have like balloons and like confetti that just fucking totally. Exploded there at that point?
Totally.
Your hands were like, yeah!
They were like fireworks, you know?
So, let me just start with this because it's the
Charlie,
oldest.
You need to like empty your glass.
Okay, can we just put it on the record that I've been drinking both glasses?
I started this bottle.
This one's drinking for two over here.
Shit, on our second bottle already?
Bae. Already. We're two. Next time we just get a bottle leash.
Not each.
Yeah.
You want to get a bottle each?
Hey, fuck yeah. Let's move this to next level.
Yo.
You know what I noticed?
I say yo on this show way too much, by the way.
Yo. I don't realize it until you hear it after.
I hear myself on the podcast like, why? Why? You're the whitest person on earth. Like, why do you say yo?
No, you're not. You are not the whitest person on earth.
You are.
Yes.
But I'm still very, very white, but I am European, so it's like I have that.
You have that swagger added. I have nothing. I have
just, you're Quebecer. You're like there. Ginger. Yeah,
I'm not ginger. Stop saying you're that. Ginger. I have hints of red because my mom's red, but like there's no red in me really.
She's 100% red. I have a half a mind of putting a baby picture.
I was gonna say I wanna see a baby picture before I make
I was
judgment.
Blonde. I was blonde.
Okay, not baby, because everybody's blonde. I was blonde, too, when I was a baby. Bitch. When she was a teenager, you'll see she's a redhead.
But my niece is a pure redhead. And
see?
She looks like me.
See?
But she's red.
See?
Shut up.
Same, same.
But I just want to say, every time I listen to this podcast, I find myself so coherent.
Pass. I feel bad for Brooke.
Oh, this is entertaining.
Is there a way to get you
like high or something?
High or just something.
I'm not going to drink during my pregnancy because that's irresponsible, but I will shoot up heroin. What?
No, but,
to get high.
Wait, how about salvia? Is that nocive?
First of all, I wouldn't use salvia if I wasn't. Have you seen people on this shit? I wouldn't use that.
Wait, you've used that?
Well, the legal ones, you have like
there's
10 eggs.
Just smoke pot. Why do you need that shit? Fucks you up really bad.
But for like 20 minutes. Wait.
But have you seen the people for 20 minutes? They're like...
Listen,
wait.
Me first. Okay. I would never do drugs because I'm already as anal as possible in real life.
So that you've never done any drugs?
No.
You've never smoked weed?
I've smoked weed.
I'm pretty sure we smoked a joint together like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I smoked weed before, but I do not get high because my brain is like,
refuses.
No, you're staying on. No, I've never gotten high. I've gotten like
feely, yeah.
Like Lucy before, like,
okay. Like
weird.
A body buzz.
Yeah, like a body buzz, I guess. But never high. Mm. So, and I've never done any other drug because when I get really, really drunk, if I lose slight brain function, I freak out. Like I need control. Mm-hmm. Right. I control other people and I control myself. Very, very hard. So I can't even. But if I were to try a drug, it would have to be a drug that's like 20 minutes long, max.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that shit's intense.
So I'm thinking, hey, well, maybe salvia.
I'll talk about I'll my talk own to you. Experience. But yeah. But
so you seriously did that?
There's like,
that's fucked up.
There are four grades that are legal. Above that, it's not legal. And that's probably the videos that you saw of people being like completely. Yeah. There's like 10X, 20X, 30X. 40X. And I got there.
Okay.
I got to...
It's what like is it? Something you put on your tongue?
No. It's something you smoke. Like
oh, you smoke it?
Yeah.
Okay. I would
like
know.
Like nozzle pip.
Okay.
Like in a pipe. And we went there and we didn't want to do...
You went where? Where did you go?
High Times or whatever. Like one of those... Oh, like, okay. You can buy it there really easily. Yeah. And we went there with my ex, but that was like in the first... Probably your third date. You're like, hey, let's try this. I'm like, okay, sure.
Oh, I'd do that.
Okay. I don't understand how it's legal and pot's not legal. I really don't.
Because I think it's the period of time.
Because yeah, it's 20 minutes.
I feel like that's what it is. So anyway, and he comes up with this idea. And me being me, I'm like, yeah, okay. So we went to the High Times. And we get there. And we didn't want to do the 10X because it's like so subtle that you don't really feel anything.
I'd do that like, one then.
Yeah.
No, and then we're like, okay, we'll do 20. And she's like, oh, we don't have any 20. So we're like, okay, well, we'll do 30. Above that, there are like 120. And at 120, you see video on YouTube of Salvia 120X, blah, blah, blah. And people are like,
ugh! Yeah, like,
they're a complete retard. But it's not long. It's not even long then. It's never long buzz. But so we did 30. And this is what happened. We smoked it. And I was at my ex-boyfriend's apartment back then before we moved in together. And he had this IKEA kind of abstract painting. And there was like a heart. And he's like, oh, my aunt gave me this. I need to like hang it on the wall. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Like,
okay, sure, whatever. Something you would say any day. Doesn't really matter.
Oh, so anyway, we eat and then we sit on the couch and we start smoking this shit. And we're sitting on the couch and the painting is like, and the girl at the store was really freaky. She's like, oh, if you smoke 40, it's like you see a chair and you kind of want to be the chair. And we're like, I never want to be a chair.
I can't imagine having that feeling. I can't.
But anyway, at 30, you're like, okay, whatever, we'll try it. And in the worst case, it's 10 minutes and then you're done and you just don't do it again, you know? So we're looking at the painting and like, you need to hang that painting like right now. So he goes, he takes the painting. I'm sitting on the couch. He's right in front of me against the wall. And just figuring out, because it's abstract, figuring out which way
it goes,
the painting goes, died laughing. I was laughing. I could not breathe for 10 straight minutes. That's what made us laugh, like, out of her fucking mind.
Really?
And then it was done. And we're like, well, this was pretty cool. Yeah. So I would do it again for sure.
Hmm. 30.
Well, 30. 20, 30. I wouldn't do 10. I would do 20 if I were you, maybe.
I do 10 or like minus 2.
No, but the thing is,
does it come in minus 2?
You won't get high though. I don't think. I don't feel you get high because
I don't get high on weed. You mean?
No, and the high was so subtle at 30 that I don't feel you'd get high on 10. Like I'd do 20 if I were you. It was a good buzz. Like I didn't want to become the chair, or like become the wall or whatever. It was very.
But you're
very
much more easygoing than me. I might have wanted to become the chair.
I don't think it's an easygoingness factor, but we can do it together this summer. It's going to be an epic summer. And I hate that word, epic. Why did I even say it? I don't know.
Winning. Okay, let's go to the drunken station. Right after you pour me wine.
That was like an order.
Kind of.
Come on, I did the best one before. You're not going to use it?
Don't we already have a jingle? Do we not use that anymore? No,
we have a jingle for the show. We don't have a jingle for the...
I thought we had a Drunken Station jingle.
I refuse. Pa, 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 pa.
This is so much more fun when we do it. Okay.
Okay.
Let me start with this. We have a friend of mine went back and started listening to all of our episodes from like... Episode
day
two.
Two. We're not the first one.
No, she heard the first one.
First one sucked a bit.
Two to now. And remember, Brooke, when we fought over that chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Back in like 1990.
Chocolate bar?
Yeah, remember because you were saying, oh, I eat the chocolate bar after and I eat the chocolate bar.
It was bacon.
Okay, but we said chocolate bar too.
Because Tom and I had an issue with a chocolate bar.
Whatever.
Okay, well, we didn't argue about
anyways,
chocolate bar.
And you said to me, if the fridge goes kaput.
Oh, the ice cream, right.
Yeah. That you would have to eat it together. And I said, together. Oh my God.
I think she was in a different conversation than we were.
If the fridge goes kaput, you have to eat it together.
I'm so holding confused. Holding hands?
Not the content. The fridge.
The fridge. The whole fridge together. Me and the fridge. Okay, no. We would have to eat it right away because it would go bad. And I said, it doesn't go bad after a day. And you said, yes, it does. And you were freaking out. No, a chocolate bar.
I don't remember having this conversation. I would never say a chocolate bar goes bad in a day.
No, never.
I think we were talking about ice cream because you said it would melt, no?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, there's ice cream in the freezer. I'm going to eat it because what happens? Something happens to the fridge and it like, and we lose the ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No. Then maybe we said 2 weeks, but you said that it would go bad after a certain amount of time, and I said no. So, anyways.
I don't remember this.
It was a chocolate bar.
Okay. We need to get your friend in check. This is not.
It is. No.
This conversation never happened. It's two against one.
I know. I went back and I listened to it, and we did talk about a chocolate bar, and I said that it wouldn't go bad. Maybe it was 2 months.
Oh, wow. I must
but
have
then
really
you were
drunk.
Like, yes, it does. And I was like, no, it doesn't.
The dollar store sells chocolate for years.
Anyways.
That's how they make their money.
Yeah. Anyways. So she sent us a list of...
stuff that go bad.
Yes. Stuff that go bad. Okay, and how far like it actually goes bad.
Oh,
okay,
that's good to
that's
know.
Interesting.
Yeah, yes. That's good.
So here you go. You ready?
Yeah. She's good. I like this friend.
Yes.
Is this a girl?
Yes.
Of course.
Her name's Stephanie. What does that mean? Because guys don't think this far. I don't get it.
Guys eat anything. They're like, oh, that's so good.
But you'll be surprised. Listen, a yogurt is good 3 months after the date. Yeah. So obviously smell it first.
To be honest, yogurt, I don't ever judge by the expiration date. I judge by opening it. If there's mold in it, I will throw it out. If there's not mold in it, I'm eating
cheese,
it.
Cheese, 2 weeks after the limit.
Again, if there's mold on it.
I'm pretty sure I've eaten cheese way past 2 weeks after.
I feel like it's not that it's bad. It's just that it's not as fresh.
Right.
But it's exactly. When you look at the date, it says best before.
And that's just so you can't sue them.
That's it.
They're just saving their asses.
I have to say, my fridge, I still have eggnog that I did not throw out. Oh,
gross. That so I wouldn't gross. Eat. I bet that's not on the list.
So gross.
Well, it doesn't smell yet. Okay. I figured I'm just going to throw it out eventually.
Next. I was going to say it in Italian. Milk is 2 months after the date.
Oh, I would not trust that.
No.
I wouldn't trust that either. Smell it, guys. Smell it before.
Hey, chunky,
but
chunky.
But it could be 2 months after.
I actually have a trick that if you're questioning if your milk or cream or anything's good or not, boil water and put it in boiling water. If it's bad, it'll curdle in the boiling water. If it's good, it won't curdle.
But then what? You're going to drink it with the boiling water?
Well, you
just to pour test a little it, bit, drop.
You idiots.
I was speaking for the stupid people.
Oh, right.
Sure. Uh-huh. Things that you freeze...
mm-hmm.
That are in the freezer a lot of years after the date. Yeah,
for sure.
Years.
They're good forever.
Yeah.
It's just that they're going to taste icy a little bit.
Yeah, they can get freezer burnt.
Yeah. Cans, years after the date.
Unless the can's dented. Can's dented, it can release a chemical into the food which can actually botulism or something, can actually kill you.
It's because there might be a fissure where oxygen gets in, and that's what you don't want. Yeah. So it
but
could
wouldn't
be
you see it? Won't you see it if there's a fissure?
No, you won't see it.
No, if it's dead, they say any dented can, don't risk it.
Yeah. Okay.
Even in food drives often, they'll say no dents in the cans.
Okay.
That's why they're often cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, you have to eat it right away.
Okay. So it says a few years after the limit. So maybe, you know, a year later would be good if it's dented.
Although I've opened up a can of cream soup once past the limit and it was not good. I can promise you that. It was not hard to tell.
Maybe the date wasn't right because sometimes they do that.
Maybe, but it was past the date.
Okay. Yeah. So, jambon cru ou saucisson sec. How do you say that?
Jambon cru, so raw. So
raw
cured
ham.
Cured ham, I guess.
Cured ham and...
What is it?
Saucisson sec, like the...
Dry...
Well, it's not...
Oh, yeah. It's like the sausages that are dry. Like Italian sausages.
Those are good a really long time.
Oh my God, I love them. It's 2 weeks after the limit.
You know, I have to be honest. This is the...
that's funny.
I'm such a horrible person. Yeah.
You know what? I really like this one. Can I just say?
Aww.
Brooke, don't listen.
You do. I think it smells a little bit like a permanente.
like a hair?
A perm.
A perm?
You know that smell a perm has?
Oh, yeah.
No, well, I've had perms in my life, so probably you probably never did, but...
I never had a perm, though.
I've fucked up my hair really bad.
Perms are really bad for you.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's like my hair was never the same after. Like, even when it grew out differently.
Well, my hair used to be straight, and then my mom cut it really, really, really short, and then it grew curly. It never was the same again. So,
hair changes.
Okay, so rice and...
Sorry.
Rice and pastas and stuff... lots of years after the limit. Years.
But it's just not.
I didn't even know there was a limit.
I didn't know either.
Rice
yeah.
and pastas?
No, but you know sometimes rice, if it's old, it grabs the like. L'odeur.
Oh, that's possible because it's very absorbent rice, right?
Yeah, that's it. It grabs the smells of like le garmanger. It smells, it yeah, tastes
it's very
old.
I actually keep my rice in a glass container.
For me, I always check my pasta before cooking it because I've once been to my mother's house. My mom is a hoarder.
Okay.
Oh.
She hoards everything. Hoards everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. Just like, including food. Okay. So my brother and I always go to her house and empty out her cupboards and stuff because everything is always past due. Always, always, always. And I once cooked pasta from her cupboard and there was bugs in it.
That happened to me once with rice and I looked it up and it's like a rice bug. It's a specific bug that you can find in rice. I bought my rice in bulk the last time I will ever do that.
No, you understand. It was
if
so
you're
gross.
Not Asian, don't buy your rice in bulk.
We eat a lot of rice.
Oh, shit. Sorry about that.
It was so gross. Since then, I always check my pastas and stuff because it was so... My mom was like, no, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's okay. And
okay.
I was like, no. There's bugs in it. There's legs. And they're walking around in your pasta.
Just pick them out.
It was so... Yeah, she would have been like... Anyway, it was so bad. Anyway, moving on. Chocolate...
I am not claiming I said this. I don't remember this.
But you can freeze chocolate. You know that.
2 years after the date.
Oh, you see that? So I guess it was wrong, even though I don't remember
I'm telling you,
this.
I'm pretty sure we said 2 months. I'm pretty sure we said 2 months.
I know chocolate
yeah, but
is good longer
who,
than that.
Who keeps chocolate long
drunk.
Enough?
How exactly?
You
to
were drunk.
Look at the peremption date and be like, oh, this is... Chocolate is past
due. People who freeze their Easter eggs.
Yeah, but if it's frozen, it's different.
I eat chocolate so fast, it just doesn't have time to go bad.
I don't eat that much chocolate.
And
I have to be
honey?
So much.
And honey?
Oh,
honey?
Oh, forever.
Never, ever. I knew this.
And I knew
never.
That.
It's the only food in the world that will never, ever, ever spoil.
But you know what's
funny? If it
funny?
Hardens, you pop it in the microwave and it's as good as new.
You know what's funny? Because I have a honey thing in my cupboard and I looked at it like 2 days ago or 3 days ago and I was like, ew, what's this?
It's hardened?
And now I read that. It's hardened, yeah.
Just put in the microwave.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So that's I'm glad I didn't throw
amazing?
It out. So here you go. Thank you, Steph. Carp sends us a tweet and he says, it's okay, Charlie, you aren't a sex offender. Regarding...
Oh, I saw that. I thought that was really good.
Regarding the fact that I slept with a 17-year-old.
When you were 23? 23?
When I was 23, 22. Yeah. Which actually happened more
no,
than once.
No, you were not 23. You were 21.
I was 4 years older, so yeah
21.
Okay. So it says in Quebec.
Oh, did he
Canada.
Find this for us?
Yes,
oh,
he
I
did.
Love that.
In Canada.
It was kind of make you suspicious. Like, I'm pretty, like, this guy actually checked this out before. He's like, no, I've read this article. It's all legit.
No, it's good. I know what ages are safe with brother.
That's it. Did you hear that, Carp? Okay. So the age of consent of sexual activity is 16 years. It was
really?
Raised from 14. Years on May 1st, 2008. Wait a minute. So
oh,
I wasn't.
It was
technically,
then.
I was. Technically, I was.
No. There's something else that says there. It depends on the age difference. And I think the age difference is like 6-7 years.
And even if it was before 2008, that means he could have been 14 and it was okay.
For example, a 14 and 15-year-old can consent to a sexual activity with a partner as long as the partner is less than 5 years older.
There
yes!
you go.
Yes!
But that was also in 2008. And when you started sleeping with that guy, it was like 2003. 2005.
Legally could have been 14.
So you would have been fine.
The criminal code protects 16 and 17-year-olds against sexual exploitation, where the sexual activity occurs within a relationship of trust, authority, dependency, and where there is an other exploitation. That's boring. Anyways.
Yeah.
Let's just take into note.
And 14-year-olds can have sex if the peer is, I think, less than 3 years older than them.
But that was wrong because I'm four.
No, if one 14-year-old wants to sleep with someone else, it's okay if the other person is less than 3, I think. I think
oh
it's
my god,
three.
11? There's nothing okay with that.
Nothing
but legally,
okay.
No. I mean like a
legally,
17-year-old right. could sleep with a 14-year-old.
So it's not so it's not times 2 minus 7? No, wait.
No, that only works when you're above 18.
Divided by 2 plus 7.
Yeah.
What?
You never heard this before?
No. I've talked about this before.
Divide your age by 2 and add 7?
And that's the lowest you are okay
morally,
to go.
Morally allowed
okay
to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're allowed to sleep with a...
I'm 32, so divide that by 2, that's 16 plus 7 is 23. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a 22. but I never go below 23.
On my Tinder, I think it says 26.
On my Tinder. My Tinder is like 28 to 34. I have a very short window. Oh. Sorry, I'm a berber tonight. I'm so sorry, people. Jeez.
It's so hot. Okay, so yeah, I'm not a sex offender. Hooray!
Hooray!
So then he says, maybe you ladies should check out this event.
What's oh, I event? Saw that. I checked that out.
The SAQ Salon des Vins et Spiritueux Ouest de Lille. So it's a
oh, yeah, tasting. Where it's like fucking $500 to get in. No, thank you.
No, that's for, I looked at that too. That's if you want to eat there also, but just the wine taste, I think it's $30 to get in.
Wait. You're both wrong. It's $150 yeah. for the VIP ticket.
The VIP lunch.
And the general admission is $20. Right.
Go. Oh, okay.
So it's happening.
It's not West de Lille.
And then?
I don't go to West de Lille.
You're in the West
far.
De Lille.
It's not that far. It's like 20 minutes away. It's which date? The 4th annual. Oh, it's so baby. March 18th. I think we should go.
That's like this weekend, no?
Yeah, well, next March 18th.
Next Wednesday. I think we should go and bring a recorder.
And like record
yes.
This Wayne.
This Wayne.
It's a Wednesday though.
This wine tastes
during the day, no?
But it must be open at night too.
It's a lunch. There's the VIP lunch.
No, yeah, it's 11:30 to 2.
Oh no, I can't do that. Too gotta work, yo.
Me too,
I work.
Then how about I go there by myself? Like a loner.
With your recorder?
Like a loner.
You won't go to bar by yourself, but you'll go to something like this by yourself with a recorder and look even more loserish.
Anyone that has a job can't go to this, pretty much. If you have a normal job, you can't drink
wine. But I feel
one.
Like this is like, if your job is like in the wine industry, right. That's where
this is
where
like a big event,
go.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
If you're a...
It's like a conference-ish.
What are they called, wine connoisseurs? There's a name for them.
Wine connoisseur?
Mais je connais pas. I don't know in English.
No, it's,
sommelier.
Oh, it's the same thing in English.
Okay.
Sommelier. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. With all these wine sommeliers,
we're like... This wine is so good. Tastes alcoholic.
Okay. That's how I like them.
That's how I like them. Can it get me drunk? I'm good. Okay. Let's go move on. So, I'm not a sex offender. We saw that already. The Mountie.
The Mountie.
He said...
I don't know why I said that with an accent.
The Mountie.
The Mountie.
The Mountie. Crosby was a Montreal Canadiens?
Yeah.
The fuck? I've lost all respect for Brooke and Prude. I didn't even get my real name, bitch. No. Yo. Sloan is now number one.
How was I not number one to begin with? That is my question. But thank you, Mountie. By the way, I know hockey, and I cannot believe that after we had this whole discussion, and I was like, no, Crosby never played for the Canadiens, and you both Googled and you researched, and you would still not believe me.
We still thought he played for the Canadiens.
You know why? You know why? Because we don't care.
You should care. You know what? The Canadians are first in the East Division right now.
Whatever. They always do that.
They always do great until the playoffs.
Exactly.
And they suck.
Exactly.
They managed to get to the playoffs.
Wait. Where were you last year? We almost fucking made it to like the Eastern Conference.
Except like, we didn't.
Exactly. We never do. When was the last time we won a cup? 92? 93.
Oh
sorry.
Oh my God. You don't even know that?
Wait.
I know it was the same year Madonna came to town. Okay.
That's good because I would have said like 70 something.
I knew it was 92 or 93.
Excuse me. You guys know the Habs are like the team that won the most cups, right?
You know that you... I don't care, right?
Like, really, you're going like, to fucking legit. Care. If you want to be my friend this spring during the playoffs... this spring, because the playoffs are this spring, you are going to care. And you're going to get into it. And you're going to fucking love it. And you're going to want to know if we're team one. You're going to get into that spirit. You're going to fucking freak out.
I feel abused.
Playoff spirit is undeniable. No? Remember, we were at a bar for the game against New York when they lost.
If there's things that don't interest me, they just shot out of my brain.
You look very uninterested right now.
Yeah, but you're gonna be like so fucking interested with hockey, you have no idea.
Guys,
we'll go to bars like all the time.
I'm telling you, for these types of facts, I am the worst person to be around. Like, I'm this bad, okay? I went to a funeral last week. Whatever. Yeah. It's my uncle. Not really my uncle, but you know, that guy that is your
to
uncle.
The family.
Yeah. And my mother called me and she said, hey, Dio blah.
Died.
And I said to her, I thought he was already dead.
No, man.
Not to be mean.
That happens to me all the time.
But wait, not to be mean. I don't care.
No, but that like, happens to me all the time. I have a small family. My parents have small families, but my grandparents have like, they're like fucking 40, okay? My mom will call me and she's like, Manon,
whatever.
Si Jean died.
Si Jean.
And I'm like, who is that again? Like, am I supposed to know? She's like, yeah, I know that guy that when you were like in sixth grade, give you like this one gift. I'm like, he's still fucking alive?
Like, you know, at least you remembered. Like,
not me. Sometimes I don't remember. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know who that is. Should I go? Should I take off for this? And they're like, well, no, it's okay. It's ridiculous.
I am the worst person for like little things like that. As you know, little. It's not really little. It's about a person. Like, I shouldn't act someone this way.
Die.
But it's like my brother and my mother will beat me up pretty much, telling me like, how do you not know her? Like, she babysat you every day for like 5 years. And I was like, God, don't know who this is. And I'm Italian, so I have like 50 million aunts. I just can't keep track, guys.
It's normal. I think it's normal. But even then, I don't have that many. My grandmother has a lot of siblings that are younger. She's the oldest one.
Okay, let's keep talking.
Okay. As if we had stopped.
Right, did we stop talking at one point?
About the drunken station, I mean. So.
Oh, madame.
Madame. It sounds like I'm saying madame. Okay, so the mop jockey said, you guys use Tim Hortons.
What?
You guys use Tim Hortons of this. Wow, he can't. Wait, just a second. You guys use Tim Hortons of some weird things. Clearly, there's a mistake in there. Probably
say for some weird things.
Probably. We just get coffee and taste treats.
Taste treats?
Oh, yeah. It's because you went to do the 50 questions. Right. The 36 questions at Tim Hortons.
We all are banging it out. That's what he says.
Banging it out.
I don't know what that means.
That sounds like something weird.
I think he was drinking with us when he like typed that.
Mop jockey, we're Canadian.
We obviously don't understand your lingo. You bang it out in Tim Hortons? That sounds a lot worse than doing a questionnaire, no?
You bang it out in Tim Hortons? That's
special. Like porn style Canadian shit.
Okay. You live in igloos, yay, eh? Okay.
Fuck, we're Canadians. Fuck, we're not German.
Germans don't live in igloos. Canadians do.
No, but the way you spoke was very...
Eh?
You're like gassing today.
Me she too. She is, not
like
me.
You. That's
no,
like
it's you. Not me. Sorry. I'm not gassing nothing.
Sloan is burping. That's me. I'm burping. I'm owning up to it. Like, fuck
She's
it.
The only person who's burping today. Okay, he keeps talking to us, and he says, the fantasy of love is unrealistic. Find someone that makes you happy and hold on to it. Agreed.
Until he makes you happy. If he doesn't, just fucking leave.
Well, clearly. Yeah. But he says that love is unrealistic. Just whoever makes you happy, grab onto him and that's it. Agreed?
No. It's an opinion. I don't agree. I believe in love.
I do too.
Why would I agree to something that I don't?
I believe in love no matter how short and unrealistic it can be.
A lot of people make me happy. Doesn't mean I want to like spend the rest of my life with them and have sex with them and stuff.
No, but your man makes you happy because you're still having sex and you're pregnant.
And to me, that's love, see? Yeah.
There you go. Okay, moving on.
Dude, you're pregnant.
I know.
For some reason, my first thought was, wait, can you still go to Sugar Shack? But yeah, you can.
I have to stay curled up in a ball in my house.
Hey, I went to Sugar Shack last week.
C'est la cabane à Jean.
That is probably where it is.
La cabane chez Jean.
Okay. La cabane chez Jean.
La cabane chez Jean. But
oui,
it's on.
Je m'envoie la cabane chez Jean.
Oh, Jean.
No, but it's on Parc Jean Drapeau.
Okay.
It's like an actual cabane à sucre, but they transfer like the whole recipe. It's like traditional cabane à sucre, but in town, a sugar shack in the old port where everything is like fancied up sort of thing.
No, you want good old.
Yeah, it's like $30 for adults, $20 for kids on L'Île Notre-Dame. It's where the beach is. There's like a big chalet, and because it's not used during the winter, this is where it is.
Nice.
So it's beautiful. You have a great view and you do la tire inside. They put snow and like big, huge kind of countertop thingy and they pour the maple and then you do la tire sur
la tire bottom. Is toffee.
La tire d'érable, yeah.
That's the only reason why I go to Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack. But Sugar they Shack? Do it there indoors. It's pretty fucking cool.
Awesome. That's cool.
But you guys should check that place out because it's traditional cabane à sucre, but everything is like super well done. The sausages are like un-fucking believable. The eggs are, it's des oeufs soufflés. They're fucking crazy. Everything is next level good, but it's traditional. It's very delicious. Stuff. Yeah.
So tell our friend.
I think it's already booked in Rigo.
Oh.
Anyways, well, for our listeners that are in Montreal, go to Cabane Chez Jean.
Mob jockey, again, as a master of janitorial arts.
Oh, I was thinking genitals.
Me too.
I was like, janitorial arts?
I'm not the only one.
I'm you paint vaginas? I don't.
Why would you paint just like vaginas? The master of
genital art? What the hell is genital art?
He says, I have seen people eat some nasty shit.
Oh, but that
And that's my favorite employees. Make me poke.
What? He probably meant puke.
I'm going to poke Maybe you if you puke. Eat something off Maybe. The floor.
That's it.
Okay, what's next?
A robot? Okay, go ahead.
His
please.
Name makes sense.
Mop jockey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. It does make okay, sense. You're right. He says again, like, clearly he listened to our episode. Seriously, Sloan.
I'm sorry. Jesus.
Clearly he listened to our episode and just fucking
I think I need to get laid because I'm losing all my manners.
Yeah. That, boys. It's Sloan on allwineaside.com.
I'm losing all the baby winter fat weight, so...
Just wait a couple weeks, you're good. Okay, he says, a robot cannot provide the intimacy that a person can. It would just be a release, not a replacement. True.
Yeah, but that's pretty much what we came up with last time.
Except... Brooke and I still are not for it.
Yeah, I'm not for it.
I'm not for it at all.
I don't give a shit. I'd rather he sleeps with a fucking robot than he sleeps with a stripper or someone else. Like, what's up, Odyssey?
But can we just, you know, talk about the fact that some guys don't look for the intimacy necessarily? They just want to, like, fucking beep, beep, beep.
Right. Well, that's when you
get it. I find that this is, like, the forgivable cheat for me.
What, the robot?
No, guys that just, like, jerk off, you know?
Oh, that's fine. But, like, a robot's a whole other story.
No, it's
is
not.
It, though?
Yeah, like, I think so.
It's not a real
thing. Just tell what you want. I thought you were my team for this.
But you said something completely different there. A robot and jerking off is pretty much the same thing.
I don't think so. I have no problem with a guy jerking off, but, like, you're going to have sex with a robot? Why not jerk off? If it's the same thing, then just jerk off. Why do you need a robot that looks like a person?
Well, hold on. How do you masturbate? Only with your fingers? You never use a fucking dildo?
I actually don't enjoy using a dildo. I much prefer without. I mean, I will sometimes, but I prefer without. Yeah.
But you do sometimes.
Sometimes, but like honestly, to try it.
Wait,
no,
I've
know.
Never used a dildo.
I don't think it's the same thing. Because I
You're
also
sweating.
Think.
Listen.
I also think.
Okay, wait. Can I just say something? I'm wearing a gray shirt right now.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why I never wear gray.
No, but wait. I'm wearing a gray shirt today because I'm not working. Do you know why I'm wearing a gray shirt? Because I wanted to say this at the beginning of the episode, but I didn't. Because
You're
I
just pregnant. Didn't
no.
What? Pregnant.
This is, I'm trying out my clothes right now.
Oh.
Okay. So,
you
I don't know what happened.
Still has the tag on it?
No. Okay. I'm not going to return it.
No.
I'm wearing jeans that I bought a couple days ago and that they're... You know how jeans these days, they're
you
just...
You have to mold have, them.
You have to mold them.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing them. They're way too tight for me right now. So I'm wearing them right now because I'm molding them. Yeah. And I'm wearing a gray shirt because every time, I don't know what it is, I never sweat, okay, because of my hormonal problem. But every time I fucking wear a gray shirt, it's like fucking showing me all kinds of pittings and shit. So I'm like, okay, today I'm not working. I'm not doing anything. Let me wear... the gray shirt and try it out.
Yeah,
boom.
No.
Fucking gray shirt.
But do you wear anti sudorifique or deodorant?
Oh,
antiperspirant or deodorant? I wear antiperspirant and I sweat like that too.
I wear antiperspirant and
I never sweat. It's secret.
I never sweat like that. It's only been the past few years.
Just deodorant.
No, secret is antiperspirant. Unless it's specifically it? Most secrets is maybe there are some that's deodorant, but most is.
But I don't normally sweat. It's like my body knows when I'm wearing a gray shirt and it's like, yeah, I'm gonna piss you off right the fucking now. And sweat like a bitch. So anyway, fuck you. But
okay, so moving on.
I don't even know
We're
what I'm saying.
We're talking about robots and dildos and fleshlights and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. No wait.
Were we talking about fleshlights?
No, because I want to bring it up. That's why it slipped out of my mouth. Because to me, a dildo is the equivalent of a fleshlight, and you can't compare that to.
But
a robot
is the equivalent-ish.
It's a whole body. All you need, look, if it's just about the sex, then why do you need anything other than the genitals? What was that?
Because I feel like you need the extra stimulation.
No, I completely agree.
You wait for a human.
No. I completely agree with what she's saying. But I don't think we have any control over dildos will become fuckbot. You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I don't think people will specifically choose a human-shaped dildo.
What? Like a dildo in the shape of a human?
No. Like a dildo that has a human attached to it.
It's called giving birth. Passing a human through your vagina.
Wait,
okay.
Just a second.
Oh, thanks. You got me a mug of Doritos. But it wasn't the bag that I was worried about making too much noise. It was this. Thank you, Sloan.
No, but I think eventually...
You're pregnant. We need to feed you.
Eventually, the market... I'm sure that one day it will get to the point where marketing will create all dildos in the shape of a human, as in a fuckbot. You know what I mean? I don't think that people specifically choose their... dildo or fleshlight as like, oh wait, there's a face attached to this one, so I'm gonna buy this one.
Obviously, if like, I'm sorry, if my dildo can't fit in my drawer, I'm not buying it. Like, I don't want a human that have to like fold up into my drawer.
Yeah, but maybe the mentality will change in a couple years.
So everyone just has like these fuck bots in their house?
Yeah, you don't know. Maybe it'll become normal at one point. I completely see where your face is because I completely agree with what you're saying.
I kind of like the idea of fuck box.
Maybe everybody will be box.
Fuck box.
Like, maybe everybody will turn like Sloan.
And that would be a great world.
The population would be out of control even more so than it is.
She's joking.
As in, like, I get pregnant every weekend? Or as in...
Everyone be having sex all the time. Okay.
She wouldn't have babies. I think she'll kill the world.
But honestly, it's been like 2 months now. My last sex session... happened 2 months ago.
Not for me.
Dry spell.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm the last one. You had sex, obviously.
Obviously.
And you had sex.
But I have after reserves. Me. I have reserves. That's why.
Oh.
What do you mean you have reserves?
Just booty calls.
I have booty calls.
The prude has a booty call.
I canceled all of my plans because they were all part of 2014. Now I'm building new plans.
No, but mine aren't even plans.
I'm so impressed.
What? They're good.
Oh.
One's a trainer.
Still trying to figure out why I haven't set her up with any of these guys.
What?
Because they're her reserve. That's why.
This is my reserve. One's not mine.
But well, why are they on reserve and why are they not? Because
they're not good enough as to be a relationship.
Well, there you go.
Oh yeah, wouldn't want to.
So that's what plan D's.
I'm gonna say C's because you don't have sex with D's.
I have lot of plan C's that I could call up at any time, but I've decided to push those in 2014 and like start fresh.
Get a whole new set of plans in 2015. Yeah,
love jockey. Okay, still good. Keep going. He goes, fuck that. Don't be ashamed of sexy pictures. If a guy is insecure, move on. All I hear is
I know, I'm really enjoying these chips.
Okay, then he goes, okay, that's not beatbox, that's spitting at a microphone.
Hey, watch yourself, they're a mop jockey.
I'm pretty sure he was talking to me because I was going
man, that was the best part. You know how I'm going like and it sounds like
okay, can I just say though, I did say it sounds like this and this, and you were like, it sounds exactly the same. That's what I was saying. It sounds exactly the same.
So what's the point of putting your fingers in front of your mouth?
I don't know.
Whatever.
So Carve, and he says, this is going to be terrible. He goes, discuss. Boom. That's it. Link. This is by Bustle.com. A sex selfie stick.
Oh my God.
Did you see this?
No.
Let's your vagina take selfies.
Of you or your vagina?
Your vagina.
It takes pictures of itself while you're using it? I don't understand.
It says, lets you take vagina selfies just like you've always wanted. Because girls, apparently, all they've always wanted was taking fucking pictures.
That's what I was missing in my life, was vagina selfies.
When it comes to sexting, people with penises have it all too easy. As anyone who's ever tried to hold a mirror up to their vagina in order to insert a tampon...
You don't put a tampon in!
I've never, not even when I was 13.
Whoa,
I'm
take
sorry.
Your fingers and explore a little bit more. You need a mirror to put in a tampon?
It's incredibly difficult to maneuver venitual.
What?
It's incredibly difficult to maneuver visual devices down there. So I'd imagine getting a good picture of your undercarriage would be near impossible. Who's ever thought about taking a picture of the vagina?
Well, me.
Oh my God.
Of course she has.
And I have. And it was a pretty fucking darn good picture, might I add. And the guy was very happy to get it. But I'm saying,
oh my God. What?
That's out there in the world wide web.
I just feel like
Sloan's
calling my
vaginas.
Mom.
I'm calling my mom, mommy.
Okay? Isn't that okay?
Please don't let me take just my vagina.
Okay, but you guys are sexting. This is like next level sexting.
You just talk sexing. Remember when you sexed the guy I was seeing? You did, Sloan. Remember? Do you remember?
You sexted him for her?
What
the fuck did I do?
I had a sex buddy at one point in my life where we would tell each other that we were in the mood, quote unquote, by only sending each other a period. He was in a relationship at one point. I was not. So we would always send each other a period when we were in the mood because it could easily be interpreted as a mistake.
Right.
Like, oh, look, Charlie sent me a mistake. That's so weird. La, la, la.
That was the reasoning behind it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
So it happened... where we were in a bar one night, Sloan. This is actually the same night where you gave me your deposit for your boudoir session.
Yeah, and I broke my necklace and I lost this part. I remember that night very well.
Okay.
So there was like six or seven of us.
He perioded me.
Perioded you?
And she was drunk, clearly, and started sexting my man. Which was hilarious, but it was so terrible.
For you or for her?
No, for me.
Okay.
But it was terrible because she put honey in there. Like,
I was going to say, that's something you can't really do for someone else.
He was so confused because obviously I would never use honey on someone. And she was like, yeah, I'll pour honey all over you. And he was like, what? Why would you do that to me?
I would never pour.
That sounds really messy.
You know, I would never pour honey over anybody. You know, I don't mix shit where I eat. I don't mix food with, like, where I fuck, you know?
Yeah, that's so gross. But you did in my sex thing, and anyways, we didn't end up sleeping together that night.
I wonder why.
But the next day you did, though. You did, though.
Eventually. We might have. Oh, eventually, we clearly did. But no, yeah. Anyways, keep going there with the sick, with the stick.
With the sick?
Yeah. With the sick.
The rule is, don't have your vajayjay or your boob in the same picture where your face shows.
Right. No one really knows that's it's true. You.
So there's a video.
I feel like I'm watching a video of airplane safety.
Why would somebody want a picture of inside your vagina?
Oh, nice. But it vibrates while it takes pictures.
It's a vibrator.
That can't be FaceTime. Very good pictures. You can FaceTime? It's so small.
No, velvete. Like
3.2 inches of velvete silicone. Like
8 hours of playtime.
Is that including taking pictures? But it wastes more batteries.
I want to see how we take
pictures. It's very vibrating.
There's nothing here? Wow, bro.
I don't eat those fast. Close. Sorry. It vibrates, it takes pictures by it.
Really? Oh my. Oh my god.
How much is that shit?
Oh my god.
So, how much is this shit? What are you texting?
I googled vagina selfies, and this is what came up. I think it's the inside of a vagina. Why would people want these pictures?
What?
I think it's the inside of a vagina.
That's what a vagina looks like?
That's the least sexy thing ever. It's like the inside of your mouth, you know?
$184.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it. Girls, don't buy that.
Just to take a picture of your fucking vagina?
Like, yeah, really? No, but seriously, like, a guy will be excited if you show them, like, a fucking shoulder. Like, ça vaut le
dentalist
vagina.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about that. I can't believe people would actually make crap. Let's keep going. I apologize if we were eating and, you know, chewing. Just FYI. Carp goes, Sloan, where's my invite to trivia night? Then he hashtagged me.
I'm sorry.
Charlie the Prude.
I didn't.
Fuck.
Who is this? Carp?
Carp.
Wasn't he supposed to be here today?
Not today. He's going to be here next week.
In 2 weeks.
Devil Vamp and I had a really long conversation in the middle there.
You're supposed to be taking him to a strip club?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of people invited themselves. And he was like, no!
You know, I've never been to a ladies'
meeting that girls are dancing?
Mm-hmm. We've had this conversation before.
I've never been either.
Yeah, I'm the only one that has.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough.
Yes! And you know, my ex was like dying to get me in a strip club and pay a girl to dance for me.
Really?
And you didn't want to?
No.
Who cares? It's a body. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but no, I was like,
I wouldn't want to dance.
It was too early in the relationship. It was like, you should only be in awe of me, not in awe of me being excited by another girl.
Very good point. But I really don't care.
But that's what I said. It was too early in the relationship, and then it kind of faded out, and then we left each other. So
like 4 years later, but yeah. I think that's it, guys.
Yeah, we didn't have too much action this week, huh?
Oh, no, we had an email by DJ the Piper. DJ the Piper.
Sounds familiar.
No, sorry, Piper the DJ. I apologize.
DJ the Piper.
It's a whole other field.
Piper the DJ sent us an email last week.
Wow, I'm so drunk.
About...
Fuck, I'm fucked.
Wait, impression number one. Remember, he just sent us number one and we were like,
oh yeah,
fuck, why number one only?
Right.
So he sent us number two.
Okay.
I have no clue what we're talking about right now.
Doesn't matter. So he says, hello, ladies. He says, hey, ladies. Time for another edition of Female Impressions.
I like that.
Impression number two. Women say one thing and mean another in the efforts of mind fucking their man.
Yes.
I agree. A lot of women do that.
I don't agree. Right? Okay, explanation. Many women will say certain holidays are not important.
For Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, sweetheart day. What they really mean is, hey, asshole, don't forget these days, or you can find a way to suck your own dick. Fact or false?
I'm going to say that in a general sense, I know a lot of girls act like this. I particularly don't act this way. Anyways, I hope I don't. Valentine's Day is not an, to me, as long as you pay attention to me on a regular basis, and it's fine. And I do the opposite as well. Like, it's not just like, I'm the queen, you fucking lick my toes, and I'm gonna kick you in the face and shit in your mouth, you know?
Shit in your mouth, really?
Oh my god. Well.
You lick my toes and I'll shit in your mouth, bitch.
Wow, okay.
Anyways, but all that to say that I know that there's a lot of girls that are like that and that, no, it's not important, I don't give a shit. And then they're fucking, because they don't get what they want, so.
I agree. I think generally, personally, I don't think I do it to like Valentine's Day and stuff. Definitely, like, if I'm upset about something, Tom will be like, what's wrong? Nothing.
You'll
it's
do
like,
that?
You're telling me what's like, so wrong. Why? Nothing's wrong.
Why would
Because
you
I don't
do
feel
that?
Like getting into it. Because Tom particularly, if there's like an issue, he needs to get to the bottom of it. Where sometimes something's just bothering me. Give me a minute. Like, you know what I mean? Give me some time. It'll roll
you
off
know
my shoulders.
It's irrational.
Right, exactly. And it's like, I just don't think it's worth the fight. It's like one of those choosing your battle type. Then he needs to get to the bottom of it. So I'll kind of be like, nothing's wrong. Even though there is something wrong, but it's not worth getting into a fight about. And so things like that, I'll kind of just be like, no, nothing. Yeah. But there is something wrong. And it's obvious something's wrong, but I just really don't want to talk to you.
We did go on about it last episode, about the fact that if you are the type of guy that just showers your girl with gifts or compliments or just love in general, Valentine's Day most of the time will not be a big deal for the women. Only a big deal if you ignore her for the entire year. The girl's giving you that option of Valentine's Day to be romantic, basically, and you don't use it. If you don't use it, well, you're fucked. I'm sorry.
But
that's
also,
pretty much what it is.
What if the girl though is like, no, really, like, I'm not like that, I don't need that, blah blah blah, but means the opposite. Guys need to be spelt shit out, like the spelt shit, like they need to have things spelt out.
No, you know, it's not the guys. Girls, you want something? Fucking ask for it. Like, stop waiting for something. Like, come on, Nina. Come on.
I know. I completely understand what you're saying, Sloan, but let's be realistic for one sec. Girls aren't like that, right? Because what is common sense for one person might not be common sense for another person.
Right.
And that's basically the reason why I'm very unhappy in 9-to-5 jobs. Because for me, it's common sense, but for the rest of the fucking world, apparently it's not. So I'm unhappy. And so for women, they'll think like, oh no, nothing's wrong. Or no, I don't care about Valentine's Day, which actually means, but at least show me that you actually like me the entire rest of the year. And guys are like, oh, well, she doesn't care. So it doesn't matter.
I can be a dick today.
But to me, that's like A plus B equals C of fucking shit relationship. That's when you know, when you can't be honest and sincere and like, no, I don't mind, whatever. Like the whole fucking game scene. Right. Like,
if you care, just say
like,
it.
Like, if you're a fucking girl, respect yourself enough to get out of this stupid game and just be fucking blunt. If you don't come while sexual intercourse, just say you didn't come. If you're not happy, just say you're not happy. But I mean, it's like kind of a fact of you're responsible for your own life. Like, make your own fucking happiness, Piedmont, Denis. If the guy is not the right one and he's not listening to you, then fuck off. It's not the right guy. There are girls that don't need a lot of talking, that don't care, that sincerely don't care about Valentine's Day, and there are guys for that, you know? It's like, you just have to find your equal.
Agreed.
Agreed, yeah.
Agreed that if a guy doesn't do anything romantic all year,
and it's something that you want,
right, then obviously that's not a good match for you.
No, yes, I completely agree. But I mean, once you're in love, doesn't all that rationality just go out
the
window?
So then you should be. And
it does if you're in love. But
let's say
if you're fishing for those things, there's something missing.
But
so,
let's be honest. People that do not say exactly what they think, they tend to fall in love easier than most.
Yeah, I know. And
right?
That's another issue.
But that's objective. Like we spoke about it last episode.
And
true love for some can not mean
again,
true love
and
for
it's
most.
Another issue. It's about knowing yourself, knowing what you want, and if that person kind of corresponds to like what you're looking for. You know? You have to stop fucking watching rom-com and like thinking it's all peaches and cream and shit. Like it's fucking not. Like, the guy's gonna be an asshole to you sometimes. And you're gonna flip out and he's gonna deal with it. And you're gonna be a bitch sometimes and the guy's gonna flip out and deal with it. But in the long run, if you guys can manage and you both feel really appreciated in the relationship, then things like superficial things like Valentine's Day will not matter. But if something like Valentine's Day matters to you and your boyfriend does not acknowledge it and it's important to you that he does, and he doesn't, and he never does, he never fucking will. Like, right. Get out of the fucking relationship.
Right.
Like, I'm on the knees, say, come listen to yourself.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I also think that there's the, like, I think guys will take it, I don't want to take it, or take, I guess, yeah, would take advantage of the, like, a girl's like, no, I don't need anything romantic. Then they might just kind of be like, okay, and not do, but what if they are willing to do it, but because you aren't saying anything, and then you break up a relationship that could have been good together, but you just didn't fucking open your mouth and tell the guy what you wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
You have to.
And that's the note that we're going to end with.
Fuck, that was fucking depressing.
Yeah, hey, that was like not our usual ending. Got somebody beatbox or something.
I was going to say, bro, beatbox the shit out of this.
Yeah, no, I'm way too sober to beatbox.
Yeah, you know what? Sober now.
I'm ready to beatbox. You okay. Can do uh-huh. Okay.
No, we're not.
And you can do like, no. Yo, because you've been saying yo all day.
Yeah.
I'm totally doing this.
Yo. Yo. I'm not gonna beatbox, bitch.
I don't know what I'm supposed to commit with my aha. I'm like waiting for my cue and I'm just not hearing it. And I'm like, I don't know how to read music. I don't know how to, like, when do I jump in? This is like double Dutch. You never know when to jump in.
Okay. Oh my God, I use the double Dutch all the time.
No, wait. All you do is like, yo.
I thought I was doing, uh-huh.
No, seriously, guys, we're not going through this again. Okay, no.
I think it's pretty cool. I think we need to do it. Because I'm ready to beatbox, like, you have no
she's
fucking
not into
idea.
It. I'm sober. It's going to be, like, just slow and spitting into my...
Hey, man, it's okay. Sometimes we end on a fucking sour note.
No, I don't. I disagree.
By the sounds of our Twitter feed, nobody listens to the fucking end anyways.
You
nobody
know what? Can I just say, Twitter feed, that I'm a little disappointed at the amount of feedback that we actually received after our last podcast.
It's true. And last episode was a good episode. Even after Tom listening to it, he's like, that was a really good episode.
Yeah, I think we talked about a lot of emotional things.
And he was
Sloan
that-
is totally stealing my wine right now.
Yep.
That's how I roll.
Even when we were talking about fuckbots, like, we still, like, kept it together and had an actual conversation.
No, we had a really serious conversation.
He was impressed with our last podcast. We weren't too much of a hot mess. This one's still beatboxing. So you guys have to try to figure something out.
But you know what's going to happen at the end of, like, episode 18? We're going to be, like, sick beatboxers.
Here's what I have to say. Guys,
you have shit to say?
No, yeah. Seriously, yo.
Seriously, though. On one side.
Listeners, listen. No. Yo.
That's right. Flemmy.
Sloan, stop it. Sloan. Stop it, Sloan. Here's
so
what
drunk.
I have to say to our listeners.
You have shit to say.
Guys, old school keeps telling me, because he's from the topics... Trending Topics Network.
Yeah, I'm the drunk one.
She's the drunk one.
Listen, he keeps telling us that we have over 100 downloads of our podcast, which is pretty amazing for 11 episodes.
Yeah.
However, we don't see this at all. We only have like 3-4 people that keep texting us or messaging us. I'm not recording anything. Can I just see you guys? Just type 1.
Or here. Or a dot. So we know you're there.
Type a dot.
Oh, a period. Yeah, period. I like that. Yeah.
If you type a period, that means you want to have sex with me.
Oh, no. But if they type a period, how are we going to see them? Can't they just hashtag
AWA? But I'm fresh. My spring cleaning is done, so I can take you in.
I forgot what you were talking about for a second. I was like, I've only gotten my bathroom done so far.
Hashtag spring cleaning.
Hashtag, don't even write a message. Just write hashtag all wine aside, okay? Just so we see that you're there. We are not even going to pressure you to ask anything. I just want to see you. We're women. We're 3 women. We just need validation in life.
Tell us we're beautiful.
Just tell us we're beautiful.
Tell us you're there.
Tell me my vagina smells good. No. It does now. It does now.
It does now. Oh, I was like, now, right.
My pH is back to normal.
If you want to ask us a question, however, feel free to do so on email by texting or messaging.
Emailing?
No. Do so by email, by texting.
Hello at allwineandsign.com.
Charlie's tired today.
Oh my God. I'm drunk and I'm still more functional than you are.
It's the gray shirt. hashtag all wine aside or hashtag drunken station, even though we never check that hashtag.
We don't?
I didn't know we had that.
Well,
hashtag.
Check it now. What if we have something fucking crazy?
That's where all of our listeners are, is that hashtag drunken station.
Drunken station.
There's no spaces in hashtags.
I'm surprised you caught that.
Because I'm not.
It's, no, it's zero. Me a million times.
Zero.
Okay, okay, well, maybe just hashtag drunken station.
Just for shits and giggles, hashtag all one aside. I want to see how many we have. What is that?
Or hello at oneaside.com. Dear listeners, if you are listening to this right now and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I never fucking tweeted them ever.
Tweeted them?
Tweeted them?
Tweeted them?
Come on, man.
Twittered them.
Yo.
Just hashtag all one aside, yo. Just so we know you exist. We won't even... I promise. I promise we won't even acknowledge you. Just do it so we can see you. Oh my god, this is terrible. How much saliva is gonna be on my microphone there?
Oh my god.
Oh, you like that?
This is my only microphone. Come on. Let me do whatever I want with it.
It's my microphone. I paid for it, bitch.
Yeah, but yours is silver. Mine is black.
That's it. Let's finish.
Stay sexy, Montreal. As always, spring is coming. Spring cleaning. Get ready.
Just shave all your body parts. Fucking drunken people. Yeah. Oh no, I wanted to stay pregnant.
The fucking joke. Drunken people.
Fucking pregnant people. I fucked up the joke. I fucked it up. That's it. We're done, guy.
Are we chinning again? What's
fucking
going on?
Pregnant people.
You guys both need to go to bed.
But I'm not going to lie. How does this feel now? Do we look drunk?
I feel like way drunk.
You look really uninterested in everything and you look drunk.
Yeah, but I'm still more on top of things than she is.
I have to agree with that.
What do you mean?
I was going to say before, so you look very uninterested right now.
Maybe she just doesn't like you, really.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm just drunk.
Maybe.
Now you look
either drunk or tired.
If we do this every 2 weeks, man, notre tolérance à l'alcool...
That's what I was thinking
through the fucking
too,
roof. No. A bottle each, and we're gonna be like,
can't wait.
It'll be men by the end of this.
Yeah. Okay, it's over. Okay, bye. Bye. It's like a big block of white on my fucking recording thing.
It's over.
I'm fucking wasted.
Yay.